Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, Sue, I got your eye on here.
Yeah.
Man, oh my goodness, let me see. Because I'm sure, Naomi, you and I, and because it's late starting, so if you and I this morning, that's what we'll do. Anyway.
No worries.
No, right? So everybody else, because they're like, what happened to the show yesterday? It's like, we're scheduling today. And then I couldn't get on. So it just feels like on the customer service. But anyway, how are you feeling this morning? And
I feel really great. I got up. I was out of bed before 6:30, and I'm fully dressed, and my hair's washed, and I already have my glass of lemon water.
And you're the best. I'm telling you something right now. See, everything is kicking in and coming together. So,
yeah.
Wow.
And I'm 2 hours
behind me. Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Behind you.
Behind me. Yeah. So it's only getting close to. It's like 6:45 there, where it's like. So it's 8:45 here. Listen, I got to tell you something. My goals and dreams are. I really today. I want to really work on myself. Okay, like I want to create some meditation. You know what I mean? To help people. And
yeah,
I want them to help me and all that. So, what kind of meditations would you suggest? You know, that you like.
Let's see. I could use a meditation to help me get centered before I want to do work with spirit.
Balanced, right? Okay.
So or to draw spirit in, or, you know, the angels or God or whatever. If I'm getting ready to work with someone one-on-one, doing some intuitive coaching, that would be helpful. Like even like a quick 3-minute bring everything to focus and draw that energy in. And then maybe as a follow-up for after that intuitive coaching with that person is.
Okay. I like that. So that's something that I would like. Yeah, I'm going to create that. You like a shorter meditation rather than a longer one, right? I do too.
Well, that's just, you know, one thing. Let's see, what else would I like a meditation on?
I like that one. Center yourself, okay, so you can connect with your angel, spirit, God, higher part of you, whatever you
mm-hmm.
say, however you say.
Like an
okay.
opening prayer before before the coaching and then a closing prayer or, you know, whatever.
Okay,
kind
I got
of
you.
Idea. And then maybe as a longer one, maybe something for health, to focus on physical health.
Right. Okay.
And what else would be good? And then maybe one. What else?
I think at
amping up your chakras.
May I make a suggestion too that I found that really works? Because when I run too, but I'm gonna do this, and I really got a message about this the other day. When you're running or not running, or tomorrow morning you and I are going to walk, run together, how we do it, and we'll figure that out. But she's in Utah. I'm in Florida. But it should be fine.
We need those GoPro cameras. But, we're walking, we have a camera on our helmet, so you can see my face.
Yes, okay. Send messages.
No, you see my face when I'm trying to run or walk.
Yeah, right? I hear you. The other, that's funny. One of the things that I think that would be really good is that when I focus on my third chakra, it's a power chakra, and then I can
mm-hmm.
actually see that amping up, and when I run, I can feel it moving, or it's turning. Try
mm-hmm.
that when you're walking or whatever you're doing. Okay.
Okay. That would be good. Okay.
Yeah. So amping up the chakras, balance, and then what was the last one that you said? Because I've got that. Because I'm
the one for health, like a
health.
Little bit longer of a meditation for health.
Okay, I'll do that. Yeah. All right. So I know you're doing meditations too. Do you use music with yours when you create yours, or do you do them without? Or does it really matter to you?
For the most part, I've been using some music.
And how do you record it? I want to hear what you do.
Oh, gosh. I really have only recorded one so far. So I had some music playing softly in the background. And then I had my recording going. So I, you know, my music was down a little bit lower when I first started speaking on the guided meditation. And then when it comes to the spot, you know, a part where, you know, someone was, you know, it needed to be quiet, no words, then I just turned the music up just a little bit.
Okay.
And then when it got to another point where I needed, you know, where I was going to speak again, I turned the music down a little bit and then I spoke. So I wasn't speaking over the music, but then again, the music wasn't too loud.
I'm gonna do that today. I'll send them over to you. Let me know what you think. Okay. They
okay.
help one.
All right.
Yeah, that would be good. So what's your dream today? The goals or, you know, you did the first one you did. You got up and got dressed
yeah.
and you got your hair done, your makeup on, right? So.
I did. Usually I'm not getting out of bed till like, 7:45 because you know mornings are so hard for me with my body, but yeah, today was good. Another thing I'm working on this weekend is getting my spiritual room ready, and then always working on my health. I mean, sometimes I don't do as well as others, but just because I don't do good one day doesn't mean that I give up. And I'm working on feeling sexier about myself. And I realized when I went shopping yesterday, I got me a couple pairs of jeans and a couple pairs of shoes. I didn't feel sexy at all when I was trying on my clothes. And I ended up with only like 2 items out of like 40 that I brought into the dressing room. But this morning when I got up and I got dressed and I put my new black high heels on, I just felt sexy. It was like, as soon as I put them on and I started walking around, you know, with my pants on with them and everything, I was like, oh, I feel kind of sexy in these. So maybe that will be my sexy shoes.
Never mind a pair of CFMs, and I'll leave it like that, okay? I love heels like that. It's all good. Anyway, mm-hmm. I love you, my dear friend. All right. You have a wonderful day, and wearing your new heels to work. Has your husband seen your heels yet? I can't wait for him to see them. He'll probably
No, he probably won't notice. Because my pants, I'm short. I'm like 5'1".
Are you?
So I have to
yeah.
wear heels with my pants. Otherwise,
okay.
You know, I'm dragging them.
I hear you.
So
well,
my pants kind of cover them, but maybe I'll wear them with my at the freeze that I got in the hill camp.
There you go. Hi, honey, check my calves out. Oh, yeah, my heels too. James, I know you're here. James.
What happened? You oversleep?
No, I had problems with the studio this morning, so I was like, oh, freaking out, getting it done. So, no, I've already ran. But anyway, so I'm calling everybody because I got messages, but she's got her new heels. She's feeling sexy. And I'm going to create 3 meditations for health, balance, and then I've got the other one down too. So the health balance and chakra, amping up your chakra. It's all good. And then she and I are going to walk tomorrow morning, walk a little bit, you know, 1/4 mile, right? That's easy to do, easier
mm-hmm.
to do. And so
mm-hmm.
we're going to start that tomorrow so we can prepare the 5K. James is doing the 5K. He's been doing acupuncture pressure points, amazing. He's got all these really cool healing stuff that he's doing, and now he can run. I didn't forget. You see, James Rumpel? It's all good. So,
I don't know
anyway,
what you're talking
about. Oh, it is. Don't worry. I have a memory of that. That is long. Anyway, what's your goal today there, Jamesy Rumpelstiltskin?
My goal is to fight off the devil.
The devil sometimes looks really strange. Anyway, we're talking about the same devil we thought
Yeah, I got an email this morning saying it was so weird seeing you at the stoplight the other day, and I responded back saying, "I'm sorry, but I didn't see you." And then I got another one: "How could you not see my black car with a big dent in the side? I know you can feel my energy." Well, I was gonna respond back: "If I could feel your energy, I would have saw you." Well, obviously,
yeah.
I didn't feel your energy, so I didn't see you.
Just
this
say your
so.
Thoughts are focused somewhere else.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
On my new relationship, that's what I would say, but See, that's mean and not appropriate. Okay, because he's crazy.
Or I'm my, you know, cute trainer.
Anyway,
yeah,
it can. You're right.
Right.
It's everywhere because that's all we are is love. James has had a real tough time with it too, as well, because he's broke away, and the guy doesn't realize that they're broken up sometimes. Okay,
so
he's no fun.
It's only been a year.
But, yeah, it's been over a year. I know that your intention is to, because you said something the other day about cleaning up the past. The past James is fighting the now James' butt, okay, and the future James' butt. So he's really working on doing everything that he can to make sure that doesn't happen. And that takes guts to clean up your mess, you know, your energy stuff, you know. And I'm doing the same thing, my energy mess. We all are. She's cleaning up the spiritual room. And
It's causing a problem with your current relationship. Yeah, correct.
Yeah, so how do you deal with it? You guys almost have to do a spiritual practice every day, like praying or something like that. Don't you think, Sue?
Yeah, it is something you got to work on every day. And, you know, like I was saying earlier, one day you just can't get to it. Doesn't mean you give up. You just do it again the next time.
Yeah. Remember, three things that you guys are grateful for. I know you guys aren't living together yet, okay, or whatever, but a spiritual practice, like doing the gratitude list for you, James, is great because people are reading it and you know, and all of us are. And also, but you and your guy, you guys doing some spiritual practice together, just saying, hey, I'm grateful for you, or I'm grateful for this morning, and call each other or text it. Maybe it's easier to text, you know, but something small so it doesn't seem overwhelming to do every day, I think. Right?
Yeah.
No, I agree.
Yeah. And then that way you guys can do it together rather than having, you go, gosh, you got to take care of him and this one too. And then you have somebody in your corner doing your deal. And you got to do your floors today. So have you got anybody to help you with that? Me?
Me, myself, and Irene.
Okay. And you may call me.
I think your name might be Irene.
You know, you can hire a handyman.
Yeah,
and he doesn't like doing
I'm not
that.
Sure
he wants
I can have him do the floors, though.
Oh, okay.
He's really picky.
I wanted to, it's more of a sense of an accomplishment that I need to do for myself.
Okay.
Right, and the fact
he likes
that
working
I know
outside and doing that stuff.
Hire a handyman to look at while you do it.
Yeah, right?
Well,
that's
yeah,
my kind of handyman. I like that kind
of
handyman.
I'm at the beach. I can look out the window.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, guys.
And that's free.
We got mountains and we got ski people, but they're, like, all bundled.
Yeah, I know, right? Huh. I always like it. But, yeah, he's
right.
Yeah, you got
to hire somebody.
Yeah. You look at, wear a bikini or bathing suit, a guy bathing suit in the ski lodge. Now modeling our summer line is in. So good.
Well, they do usually have hot tubs.
Yeah, right? Uh-huh. We need to do that one, James, right? Right, go up there and hang out in the hot tub and snowboard. Or ski.
Yeah.
I would love that. Yeah, nobody could find us there. Wouldn't that be fun? You and Sammy and me and my flavor of the month. It's all good. So,
Yeah.
Anyway, no more out of you, Rumple. I know you're dying, but no more out of you. It's all good. Anyway, you guys. I know you're not. I love you. She knows all, but not the people that can download the show anywhere in the world. Okay, so anyway, on that note, let's say a prayer. I enjoyed doing this with you guys today. Thank you. It's wonderful. And I was like freaking out because I was trying to get it done. I'll say prayer, and you guys can chime in whenever you like. Dear angels, God, spirit, higher part of each one of ourselves and our soul family and all the light beings on the other side and the ascended masters and anyone else that is of love and light. Thank you for letting us come together today for this mastermind group and help us all, James, achieve his goals. Also, give him peace of mind and let the other leave quietly without too much difficulty, and help Sue and everything that she's working on. Sexy, you can be sexy. We're all sexy. And achieve the goals that she's looking to with exercise and diet and putting it all together. And help me, God, thank you so very much, too, because sometimes I get to pray for me. Thank you for helping me get it all done and putting it all in unison where it works and flows easy. And we say amen, and so it is. Anybody else want to add anything?
Yeah, thank you, God, spirit, angels, everyone surrounding me, for giving me the courage and strength to make changes, to get up in the morning, even when it's the most difficult, and for igniting a passion in me to move forward within my life in many different areas.
Wow, that's good. I like that.
Thank you, God and angels, for getting us together so we can all help each other achieve the higher goals that we need to achieve in our lives and to help move forward and receive the good that we deserve.
Wow. That's amazing. Amen. So it is. All right. I'm putting my gratitude list up today. So, Sue, you'll have mine. James, I know we'll have yours. And I love you guys. Take care. Everybody have a great
night.
Love you too.
Bye. Love you. Bye. Bye-bye.